In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My brethren, the fourth Sunday after Pentecost could be called Vocation Sunday, because in the beautiful passage of the Gospel that we read on this day, we can see the most important element of a vocation. So I thought it would be fitting to speak to you today about vocation. So here, when I speak of a vocation, I intended to speak about a vocation in the strictest sense of the word, meaning a special calling from God to consecrate one's life entirely to Him. This is what I mean by vocation, a special calling from God to consecrate one's life entirely, totally, completely, to His love and service, in the priesthood or in the religious life. To leave behind father and mother, brothers and sisters, comfort and possessions, the spouse and the children that one could have had, to leave everything behind, not because of lack of love, but because of a higher love, the love of God. So to follow a vocation is to leave everything behind, out of love for God. He gave Himself totally to us. So it's just that we give ourselves totally to Him. A radical response to the radical love that Christ showed us on the cross. It doesn't mean that one doesn't love his family. It doesn't mean that it's not difficult to leave everything behind. But the one who hears the voice of God should be willing to make this sacrifice. To the eyes of the world, such a calling is foolishness. Why would someone give up so many things? Not only things which are sinful, but also things which are lawful. Why? And in fact, it is unreasonable. Unreasonable in the sense that reason alone cannot explain why someone would make such sacrifice. Only faith can make us understand the mystery of a vocation and the fact that sacrifice is the language of love. So we have to hold the reality itself of such a vocation. The fact that God chooses some souls to follow Him more closely, to love Him in a very special way, with an undivided heart. And this is the first point today, the existence of this calling, of this vocation. As we have said, a vocation is a calling from God. And when God chooses a soul, He makes it known. He speaks to the soul in order to reveal His will. But the way Christ speaks to the soul is very delicate. Very often, we don't hear His voice with our ears. But if we pay enough attention, we can hear Christ's words interiorly. And Christ tells the chosen soul interiorly the same words He told His apostles in the gospel for today. Launch out into the deep. By these words, Christ invites the chosen soul to go beyond the surface and to dive deeper. And the heart who has heard those words will never be able to forget them. The seed was planted. And after God plants the seed of a vocation in a soul, the soul starts to think more and more about God, about giving his life entirely to the Lord. And it's not a passing thought, something that comes and goes, but it becomes the strongest desire of the heart. Even if one tries to ignore it, it always comes back. But it's not rare that some people may get afraid when they realize that thoughts about a vocation are rising in their heart. Sometimes they are too attached to their families or to their possessions. Sometimes they are simply lazy and don't feel like doing anything. Or sometimes they are afraid. Afraid of making such a decision in their lives. And so they remain there where they are, without following the voice of God that they heard and they know they heard. But here we needed to listen to the words of St. Peter. When the Lord told him, "Launch out into the deep," St. Peter said, "Master, we have labored all night and have taken nothing. But at thy word, I will let down the net." At your word, in obedience to your word, to your voice, to this calling that I hear, I will let down the net. I will obey. I will do what you are asking me to do. Even if it appears to be difficult, I will follow God's voice. So if we think we have a vocation, that God is calling us to follow Him more closely, we should do what we believe to be the will of God. To ignore our vocation would be to ignore God Himself and to put our own salvation in risk. Sometimes, it's true, things may not be so clear and we may have doubts about our vocation. I understand. But one thing to keep in mind is that if the thought of a vocation persists, Sometimes even in spite of oneself. It is a very strong sign of a true calling from God. So be sincere with God and with yourself. Remember that your vocation is the most important question that you have to answer in your life. So take counsel with a priest and do not be afraid. Know that you will only be able to find the true happiness in doing the will of God. So, my brethren, let us pray for vocations. Vocations to the priesthood and to religious life. Let us pray that all those who hear the voice of God calling them may have the courage to leave everything behind and follow the Master. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.